Last year, the UW-Madison didn't need to reach into its waiting list to meet its fall enrollment needs, but admissions officials say this time they could eventually tap 800 or more students from the list. Rob Seltzer, director of admissions for the UW-Madison, agrees that this year there are simply far more people applying for college.
But in addition, we believe that there are ever-increasing numbers of multiple applications. So students that used to apply to 3 schools now apply to 5. Students who apply to 7 now apply to 10. And so while there are somewhat more high school graduates this year, you don't know that they're real students or just this multiple application phenomenon.
Seltzer says his staff has worked to be very conservative in this year's admissions process. He says out of the record high number of 25,000 applicants, they've admitted about half. From that, he hopes enough enroll to hit the targets of 5,700 freshmen for fall classes. Meanwhile, Chris Anderson, director of the UW-Eau Claire's admissions department, says they saw a 9% spike in applications. But she says they're hardly taking anyone from their two types of wait lists this year because it was a very competitive pool of applicants.
900 students on the postponed list, and unfortunately we weren't able to accommodate any of those students. Our extended list, we have about 200 students on that. So far we've been able to really only shoehorn in about 10 of those students, so we've been trying to work with them as well.
A UW lacrosse official says the school won't be using its wait list this year, and the UW Milwaukee says it doesn't cap enrollment, so it doesn't even have a wait list. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.